even reach for alcohol. Mm-hmm.
Special meditation for Homecoming 2009, September 6th, 2009. The question today concerns how we can keep this positive energy that we generated here this weekend going after each of us returns to our homes. How can we stay positive and be able to share our love and light with those about us?
We are those known to you as the principle of Ukul. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator, in whose service we come to you this day. We thank you for calling us to your circle of seeking. We are most delighted to share our humble opinions with you on ways to retain and remember the tuning which you have achieved during your gathering in these last days. As always, we would ask that each of you who hears or reads these words use your discrimination in choosing which of our thoughts to pursue. We would ask you to use as resources those thoughts that seem resonant to you, and to leave the remainder of our opinions behind. We thank you for this consideration. It will enable us to feel free to share our thoughts without being concerned that we shall interrupt your process or infringe upon your free will. This instrument is aware of a song which is called Let the Good Times Roll. Such a gathering as you have experienced this weekend offers to each of you who seek the One the opportunity to seek in conjunction and cooperation with the others in this particular circle. The energy of each has been blended with the energy of all those in the circle. As each of you blended your auras with each other in conversation and physical proximity, the energy spiked a great deal because of the fact that many of you do not have the opportunity to share your thoughts and opinions freely with those about you in your home milieu. For some of you more than others, then it will feel as though when you leave here and go back to your home, you are actually leaving your home and going back to a place where you are a stranger in a strange land. As you leave here, you shall leave the physical place, which this instrument calls Camelot, and you shall be leaving the peoples who are in attendance here, who have supported and encouraged you, and in some cases challenged you, creating for you positive catalyst, sharpness of vision, and acuity of insight. And you shall be returning in many cases to places that do not offer similar resources to you. The question of how to retain and preserve this tuning that you now feel, in which you are aware in an enhanced way of the mystery which you seek, is a good one. Firstly, let us consider proximity. What is physical proximity? Obviously, it is the nearness of one physical body to another. Yet each of you knows within your heart of hearts that you are fully capable of maintaining proximity and even intimacy in an energetic fashion and on an energetic level, regardless of physical proximity. There have been experiments done by your scientists using your second density plant. The scientists would take a plant which had bonded with and shared physical proximity with one of the members of the experiment. They would then remove the plant from the physical proximity of this instrument would say owner of the plant. We would say the companion of the plant. And then that companion would think certain thoughts while instruments were hooked up to the skin of the leaves of the plant, recording galvanic response. It was demonstrated over and over again that it did not matter what distance away the plant was from its companion. It responded instantaneously to thoughts, both positive and negative, which were thought of by the companion. You have within your second density physical bodies. that same ability to sense in an energetic fashion the thoughts of those whom you love and with whom you have been in physical proximity. You can, by the simple process of asking yourself to become aware of those entities with whom you wish to stay in contact, maintain that source of support and encouragement and unconditional love which you have experienced here. The one known as Melissa asked that each bring soil to this circle, and that soil was blended and then given back to each. This indeed could be retained as a tell or a reminder or a trigger for focusing upon and bringing up that remembrance of this moment when you were supported, loved, and encouraged by those about you, cradled in cherishing. It is indeed a wonderful thing, my friends, to be cradled and rocked with the vibrations of unconditional love that each has offered during this gathering. Even your laughter and your conversations, which sometimes seem stringent and confrontive, were the earnest reaching across the potentiated space of those who listen and those who seek together to find the truth, the insight, the doorway into mystery and unknowing, which each entity offers to those about him. This is perhaps the most direct and logical way to keep the good times rolling, to remember and retain the sweet imprint of this gathering upon your consciousness. However, if you step back from logic and from physicality, even energetic physicality, you are in an expanded environment. You have expanded into the present moment. You have become a link between physicality and infinity, space-time and time-space. Specificity one body, one name, and so forth. And the mystery of oneness of which you are ineluctably a part. In this present moment, you are linked not only to those within your present environment who have physical bodies, hearts that beat, lungs that breathe, you are also linked to your guidance system, your guidance system consists in all cases of that which we would call your higher self and which this instrument would call the Holy Spirit. You are welcome to use either term. The entity involved is the same. All things being one, all that exists is a part of you, and you are a part of all that is. However, your higher self is quite literally yourself. But it is a self which is given to your third density present moment as a resource by yourself in mid-sixth density. At the point at which you as an entity realize that you have experienced all things desired and that you now wish to turn towards the one infinite creator and begin that journey back to the infinite one, dropping your personality and all of those things so dear to you within incarnation in third density. As your sixth density self apprehends this moment of turning away from the past forever and changing the type of seeking from looking at the answers that might come from questions to releasing all questions and all answers and everything whatsoever. At that moment, your self shall be maximally informed and will constitute your highest and best self. This is the gift you are given that is the basis of your guidance system. This entity is available to you at all times and constitutes a comforter and a companion of the highest caliber. It also constitutes a wonderful source to which to turn when you have questions, confusions, and difficulties. In addition to this anchor of your guidance systems, many of you have the oversoul, shall we say, or the group soul of the group of entities with which you came to this planet when you decided as a group to come in as wanderers, incarnate into the veil of forgetting, become mortal in third density, and join the human race in order to serve the light. This also is an entity that is powerful to aid. Further, if you wish to ask angels into your life, they are always waiting to be asked to join those who are seeking the love and the light of the one infinite creator. As you see, you are beginning to amass quite a complex and helpful guidance system, and one that is yours for the asking. Always there, always full of love, and always ready to help in any way that is possible. We have banded together with the angelic forces of your planet and of the planets of all of those planetary entities that form the confederation of angels and planets in the service of the one infinite creator. You can also call upon us. We are always ready to offer you a carrier way for your meditations. We are always ready to envelop you in love, so that you need never feel unloved or alone. Mentally call upon us at any time, and we shall be there. We see in this instrument's mind the story of an entity who called upon several entities of the Confederation and felt a tremendous response, and then he was confused. He did not know which of the Confederation entities that he called had responded. Therefore, we would suggest that you call upon that entity of the Confederation with whom you feel the most rapport. These helpers can help you to retain the frame of mind which you have achieved with each other at this gathering. What is necessary for you to do in order to access this guidance system is to lay down your burdens of mind and body for a time long enough to become able to contact your heart and to open it and ask for help. Entering the silence, even for 30 seconds or a minute, can be enough for you to achieve the result you desire, which is that pulse of energy which carries the joy, the peace, and the power that you are experiencing at this moment. Lastly, we would remind you that you have the power at all times to turn within and by whatever means you desire to tune yourself to this level of awareness. It is easier to do this when you are in a group and the group energy is enhancing your own energies. It is also easier to maintain high vibrations with the help of your guidance system than without it. However, at this point we would focus upon you, naked, unadorned with helpers, armed only with yourself. You are adequate. You are enough. You are all that there is. Joy dances in your heart. The answers that you seek are like seeds sprouting in that heart of hearts. Through the years, you plow the furrows that receive these seeds of inspiration. And as you open your hearts in faith that all is well, you allow them sunshine and water to grow. You have good soil within you. These seeds can grow, thrive, prosper, and bear fruit. Therefore, let each seed, each moment, each experience fall into your heart and give it a chance to ripen. We would ask each of you at this moment to widen your awareness to include all of those within this circle and to feel the connections of your blended auras, one upon one upon one. Feel, if you will, the power of those connections and allow impressions to form of the colorations of that energy stream that is as a circuit of electricity that has been opened between all of you as it circuits about in a clockwise fashion. We would ask you, what colors do you see in this circuit? What energies do you feel? Etch this moment into your memory with the wealth of feelings that you feel just now. And give yourself one word by which to access this nugget of awareness. It could be love. It could be Camelot. Choose your word and visualize this word triggering this nugget of crystallized memory. Breathe it into your heart and know that it shall remain there, quite available upon your desire. Thusly, each time that you go into meditation, even for a moment, if you wish, you shall be able to recall this cluster of memories, the smell of the new fallen rain on the grass, the subtle perfumes of each other's bodies, the rustle of the wind and the soughing of it through the leaves, and the little noises of animals and people on the periphery of your awareness. It is a moment that extends infinitely, and you have wrapped it in the tissue of your awareness and tucked it away. Unwrap it as often as you like. It shall never grow stale. We thank the one known as Eddie for asking this question, and would ask the one known as Eddie if there is a follow-up to it at this time. We are those of the pool.
No, I'm grateful for the answer.
We are those of the pool, and my brother, we are most grateful for the question. We would ask at this time if there is another query. We are those of the pool.
Yes, well, I have a question on this third dimension, how best to awaken and facilitate the seeking in the third dimensional mind, but the excited new, very old souls that are coming in as adults, and what any processes or advice or spiritual principles for those children.
Question, Quo, was how best to facilitate the growth, the process, and the sharing of love with the new children that are coming into our world now.
We are those of Akuo and are aware of your question, my sister. My sister, your child is already awake within you and communicating with you, as you know. Within any human personality, my sister, there are many, many things which occupy the mind for a fleeting instant or for a long time. There are many, many levels of thought. The child within you will take its cue from you and from the one she calls Father as well. However, in this time of pregnancy, it is you that this new soul shall look to for guidance. There are many ways to influence for the better of the child in the womb. The most intimate and direct way is to tune your thoughts. So that the child within experiences an environment of peace, contentment, thanksgiving, and joy. There are inevitably many, many things that move you from this pleasant, poised position in the center of your own integrity. Your child will feel you assessing and responding to those moments of catalyst that pull you away from the tuning you would prefer. And she will experience you as you discipline your personality to lift off of irritation and anger, disappointment, and other negative emotions, and settle again upon an awareness that all is well. We speak now of simple faith, faith that cannot be explained or justified. For faith is not faith in anything. It is simply faith. When you know that all is well and that everything that you receive is a gift from the infinite Creator, then you can focus on how to unwrap that gift, whatever it is, and however negative it may seem. When you are absorbed in unwrapping that gift, your irritation turns to thoughtfulness, your anger turns to contemplation, and you transform your little world as you respond to this catalyst. Your child will feel all of that. And this process will continually underscore her feeling of safety and security. Since the child in the womb and the infant alike are completely helpless and completely out of control, this feeling of safety and security is very important. Obviously, my sister, your love for this child swaddles her and reassures her. But more than that, your ability to discipline your personality, to become ever more stable and steady in your faith, will also greatly reassure your baby. It is possible, my sister, if this appeals to you, that you read aloud to your unborn child, as you would to your child as you put her to bed. Choosing those messages that mean love and light to you. You are then creating a group of two who together are worshiping the one infinite Creator in your own way. How sweet those moments shall feel to you and to the soul within. And this will continue to be true, my sister, once your child has breathed the oxygen of your planet Earth and has begun her incarnation outside the womb. It may seem a bit quixotic to read philosophy or inspired words that a child cannot possibly understand to that child. And yet, the feelings that stream from you as you share words that you love are unmistakable to the child and will similarly deepen that feeling of safety and security and love. Attempt at all times, my sister, to remember that it is not simply what you say to your child that enters into the heart. It is how you feel. It may make you feel less than secure to know how important you are to your child, how sensitive your child is to your very nature, how every heartbeat of yours is important to your child. However, this is the nature of the bond between mother and child, and also between father and child, but to a lesser extent. Therefore, if you find yourself giving less than what you think of as your best, do not be concerned. Use the moment of awareness to lift away from that setting and choose another one. Do you hear the wind rising? So the spirit rises within your heart when you call upon the one infinite creator. Knock, and you shall be received. Ask, and you shall be answered. Do not feel in moments of inadequacy that you are without help. You have but to ask, and angels shall surround you and lift you up. May we answer you further, my sister. We are those of Ukuo.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
I have a question. What are the possibilities for us in this group working together concretely for any concrete project forward on this moment?
The question, Quo, is what are the possibilities for those of this group to work together for any concrete project and product for the future?
We are those of Ukuo and are aware of your question, my sister. The possibility, probability, vortices of collaboration in a specific manner within this group for common goals are multiple. It is unknown to us which connections between those within this group that have been made within this gathering shall be followed with the setting of intentions so to do. As we said, there are multiple possibilities that are clear to us, looking at the web of connections between each of you. It is entirely up to those within this gathering to choose whether or not to move forward in collaboration with another or others within this circle. It is a matter of all entities involved setting their intentions and working towards that goal in thought and in deed. And working towards that goal in thought and in deed. We encourage each of you to search your hearts and to discuss with one another those thoughts you may have of collaboration. You are already collaborating within the inner realms. The question you ask is there the possibility of manifesting these energies in a helpful way? And we say to you that the possibilities are there. But as always, the choice is yours. What you pursue in your creation, you shall manifest. What you release in your creation shall be released. May we answer you further, my sister. We thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time? We are those of the Kuo.
I have a question, Kuo. This is about the fifth density negative entity that was mentioned in raw material. I would like to know what is the status of that entity and why do I feel like the strength or defense against that entity.
The question, Kuo, was what is the status of the fifth density negative entity that was with us in the raw contact, and why does Nalan feel defense against that entity?
Why does Nalan feel what?
Defense against that entity.
Huh. We are those of Kuo and are aware of this query, my brother. This entity has been with this group again for a period of time. This entity, as before, has been unable to change one iota. The tuning of this group in its purity of desire to seek the truth and to serve the light. Consequently, this entity is close once again to a period of crisis in which it shall need either to succeed in distracting this group from its purpose or drop back into resting mode and regain its polarity. The one known as Nalan has great sensitivity to and love for the service that this group has provided and has a great desire to aid in removing this psychic greeting from the members of this group, and in particular the one known as this instrument. We thank the one known as Nalin for this concern. It is certainly one that is shared by those of us who are able to speak through this instrument, as well as all of those within this circle. However, the nature of psychic greeting is such that it falls to this entity and the one known as Jim, and to a lesser extent, all of those who support the work of this group. To remain steadfast in the intention to serve the one infinite creator. Given that this desire remains pure, there is nothing which the fifth density entity of which you speak can do to accomplish that which it wishes. And although it is unknown at what point this period of greeting shall cease, it is of a very high probability, possibility, that it shall cease as this entity becomes unable to maintain its polarity. We thank the one known as Nalin for this query and would ask if there is a follow-up. We are those of Pakul.
Are there any spiritual principles that I need to look at into this interaction?
He asked if there are any spiritual principles that he needs to look into in this interaction.
We are those of Akuo and are aware of your query, my brother. The spiritual principle involved, my brother, is that all is one. This fifth density negative entity is a part of you, as it is a part of the one known as Jim and the one known as Carla and all of those in this circle. It is not an enemy. It is a shadow. You may see it in the mirror of self. You may find it within yourself as the one who wished someone else's toy as a little 2-year-old boy. Or the one who wished to speak to the same attractive girl when you were in school, as did your best friend. That shadow self that wants to take and hold, whether or not another wishes to be taken and held, is part of the shadow side of all who breathe the air on planet Earth. Find it within yourself. Love it. Hug it. Embrace it with all your heart and say thank you. Now that I see you and I love you, I would ask you if you would like to join me in service to the light. As you bring that shadow into your full awareness of self, you are, in your own way, easing the pressure of greeting upon those of this group. May we ask if there is a final query at this time? And we are those at the cool.
What can you tell us about the meaning of crop circles?
We are those at the cool and are aware of your query, my sister. As several in this group have predicted, there are ways in which we are kept from responding to you fully. For the crop circle is that which is intended to cause those of your people who are asleep to awaken to the possibility that there is more to life and the universe than exists within a finite box of material reality in which those who sleep occupy. However, we may say this. The Confederation of Angels and Planets has detailed some of its guardians, that is, those who are guardians of your particular planet. In the creation of those glyphs which reach down into the subconscious and offer triggers that are hidden from the conscious mind but available to the subconscious mind. Therefore, if you wish to harness the transformative power of such a glyph, then we would advise you to meditate holding that crop circle glyph which resonates to you personally. We find that this instrument's energy begins to wane and the energy of the group as well. And therefore, we would leave you as we found you in the love, the light, the power, and the peace of the one infinite creator. We are known to you as those of Akul. Adonai. Adonai Vasu Baragas.